Track, public transport lobby group. He joins me this morning. G'day, Robert.
G'day, Chris. How you doing?
Mate, I'm very, very well, thank you. Right now, in terms of public transport, where do we stand in a comparison with other cities in the world?
Brisbane is the most expensive jurisdiction in Australia, without doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And globally, we rank about third or fourth in the world. We follow Stockholm, Oslo. London Tube's a little bit more expensive for a 5 kilometre journey from the CBD out to the suburbs, but Brisbane's the next. Now, that's alarming. Now, it was interesting listening to Michael talking about the CPI increases for the road toll.
Yeah.
What's happened in southeast Queensland, Chris, is that fares in southeast Queensland went up 10 times the CPI for the period 2010 to 2014.
10 times?
10 times. Now, the fares went up roughly 100%. CPI over that period was 10%. Now, it's no wonder that people find the Ford fares in southeast Queensland unaffordable. Now, Translink's own snapshot performance data confirms that. The key performance indicator that is the only one that's unsatisfactory is affordability.
Yeah.
Fair affordability. Now, we've known that for a couple of years. Now, the good news is for the public transport passengers at the moment, and there's not that many left at the moment because with the fuel falling and the high cost fares, some of them are being forced off public transport,
yeah.
Which is really quite alarming.
Well, that's the question. I mean, sort of where does it sit? I mean, it's still too expensive for people to take their cars, for a lot of families, into town or to somewhere to park to catch a train. But yet, it's not much cheaper to catch the bus.
No, it isn't. And the problem with the fare structure in southeast Queensland is the high base fare cost. And we've confirmed that with our data ranking for the global fare comparison.
Yeah.
The other cities in the world, I was down in Melbourne over Christmas. Now, they have the most affordable and equitable fare structure, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have things like daily caps and weekly fare options and monthly fare options. Now, if you have a look at most of the jurisdictions in the world, they too also do that. Now, that means that a high base fare cost can be offset by the fact that you can get a daily ticket. Now, listeners would recall the old daily and weekly tickets.
Yep.
They were wonderful. They were equitable, but they also did something else for the system. They preserved the money coming in for fares. Now, with our go-kart system where you can travel free after 9 paid journeys in a week, people simply go out and rort. They take lunchtime journeys on a Monday and Tuesday to offset high-cost, high-zone fares later in the week.
Yeah.
And that leads to loss of fare box money, the dollars coming in, which in turn puts further pressure to force up the fares. Now, what we think needs to happen clearly is we need a proper fare reform process with proper community consultation. Now, with the election looming for 2015 and the fact that the new go-kart contract needs to be negotiated with effect for 2016, we think there's a perfect window of opportunity for proper fare reform for southeast Queensland. Now, outside of southeast Queensland, Chris, on our urban bus, our regional country towns like Townsville, Cairns, Mackay and so forth, their fares are about half to a third of what the fares are in southeast Queensland. Now, the reason for that is their fares simply went up CPI increases from about 2010, whereas we had those horrific fare increases in southeast Queensland, which have, in some cases, have led to patronage falls on certain bus routes, trains and ferries, and have at best stagnated the patronage. Now, that's a very bad outcome because that in turn contributes to road congestion, it contributes to the cost of road trauma, and it's worsening our environmental impact.
Yeah.
So I think the opportunity is right now. Also, another key problem in southeast Queensland, Chris, is unemployed do not have access to concession fares in southeast Queensland. Now, that's a double whammy. We have one of the world's most expensive base fare systems, and we don't have concessions for the unemployed. Now, that makes it doubly difficult for them to go out, look for jobs, go to interviews and so forth. Now, the ALP has already indicated as part of their early election policy that they will look at introducing concessions for unemployed, and so have the Greens. So hopefully there's some early signs that we might be able to drive proper fare reform as part of the state election that's coming up.
One of the things that's curious to me is how we got in this situation Robert, and I'm just wondering if it's not a chicken and the egg thing. I mean, the people who run the system say, well, look, we've got to we can't run at a loss, and so they run at high cost fares, which means people don't use the public transport. Rather than saying, well, perhaps we need to reduce fares to the point where we get enough people on, so we start to not only pay for the costs of the operations, but to make a profit out of it. I mean, I see buses come past the side of our place where I live, you know, sometimes in the evening. And these are, you know, dirty, great big buses with two people on them, sometimes none.
Exactly, and that's what TransLink attempted to do in 2013 with the buses, was to reform the network. But as we know, that fell over for a number of reasons, but basically because of a poor communication process and a lack of cooperation between the major bus operator, Brisbane Transport and TransLink. Now, hopefully, we'll see further moves to progress bus reform. That in turn leads to better efficiency and leads to more high-frequency bus routes that people can actually use with affordable fares.
Yeah. I mean, whichever way you look at it, as a wise man said to me, when it's cheaper to drive your car, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly right. Now, I was down in Sydney 3 months ago. They have a simple daily flat fare on their Opal smart card, the equivalent of our go-card. They have a $2 flat fare on Sundays, would you believe? And they have a $60 weekly cap.
Yeah.
Now, you can contrast that to South East Queensland. Melbourne, similar, a daily cap. They also have flat fares on weekend. Anyone in Melbourne can travel all day on the public transport for $6.
Yep.
On a Saturday or a Sunday. Now, the result is, I was down in Melbourne on trains in the weekend, and they're full. People
yes,
getting
absolutely.
Out and about.
Yeah.
Now, what that does, it drives business. It's a business multiplier effect.
Yeah.
It means people are out doing things, they're spending money, they're in shops, and that's a good thing for the community overall.
Right,
we really need proper fare reform.
Yeah, we do. We do, and as I said, if it's cheaper to drive your car when we're in the business of trying to make life easier for people by getting them into town or wherever they're heading, you know, public transport that goes where they want to go, when they want to go, then we got it wrong badly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, we'll watch with interest. I mean, I think this is all contributing to cost of living stuff, Robert. People, you know, petrol's good at the moment, but it probably won't stay that way. And then, you know, people will be back in the same boat that they were before. It's contributing to this ongoing cost of living increase. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, it's going to become an issue at the election, if not directly about public transit, certainly about, you know, the overall cost of living.
Exactly. We'll be doing our best to make it an issue, Chris, I assure you.
I figured you might be.
Thanks.
Right, mate. Good to talk. Have a good new year.
Yeah, likewise. Let's hope 2015 is a better year than 2014, eh?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Good to talk.
Good on you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, mate. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. You'll have thoughts about that. 13 13 32 is our number. Give us a yell. Let us know what you're thinking about not only public transport, but the cost of living generally in the place. It doesn't seem to be getting any cheaper, does it? In fact, I'm sure it's not. G'day, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Chris. Yeah, I wrote to Campbell Newman years ago. I think it was, it might have been before they built the first big tunnel or just after. But their position is that, I got a letter back, and their position was that it was going to be a combination.